Hello and welcome to the Foxworthy Podcast. This is going to be a kind of a weird episode. Taylor's out of town for Easter. Taylor's on the other line, but we had a couple things we wanted to touch on since we didn't get to record an episode this week. So, Taylor, what are we going to talk about for the next, like, 10 minutes?
I just couldn't even wait. I knew you saw Batman vs. Superman, and I didn't see it this weekend because I don't hate myself, and I figured I could get some perspective on it because I'm not quite sure if I want to see it or not. So let's I don't know how many of our listeners will have just watched it already anyway, but let's kind of get some takes on Batman vs. Superman. So you saw it yesterday. Give me like a quick, do you want to do a quick review, quick synopsis, just give me something.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say this, like, I've talked about this before on the podcast. I'm a little bit predisposed to like this stuff. I like the comic book stuff. I like that we're getting so much of it. I think a lot of it's really good and really fun, especially what Marvel's been doing with their movies. But I didn't like Man of Steel, which we've talked about, which is basically the first part of this. This is sort of a sequel, a continuation of what they laid out in Man of Steel, which came out, what, like 3 years ago? It's kind of more of the same. The parts I did like, which surprised me, I think, were the Batman parts. Like, it's a much better Batman movie than it is a Superman movie. It's way too long, which we already knew going in, because it's over 2 hours. It's 2.5 hours. And it's very overstuffed, and the color pattern is very muted, and a lot of the plot is very incoherent. I enjoyed great chunks of it, but I didn't like a lot of it, and it was way too long, so
everybody keeps saying in reviews and stuff, like, the plot is incoherent, and I, like, that might be pretty self-explanatory if I saw the movie, but give me an example of, like, what people mean when they're out here saying that it makes no sense.
Well, for one thing, there's like, five dream sequences too many. I'll just say that. Like, there are so many dream sequences in this movie that serve no real purpose or really explain anything. It's just, like, really, really bizarre. Like, there's one really bizarre one in the middle that makes literally zero sense. And I literally looked to my friend and I was like, what is happening? Because I honestly do not know.
Clarify anything at all.
Yeah. No, it's just some random thing that was clearly, like, inspired by the comics, by something in the comics that Zack Snyder just couldn't wait to blow his load and get it in this movie. So,
let me ask you this quick movie distraction tangent here. You saw The Revenant, right?
I did.
So, how did you feel about the dream sequences in Revenant?
Well, those were artfully done, so I respected them, even though they didn't really do that much for the story.
That's fair. I just didn't like that movie that much. We won't go into that.
No, and that movie is also too long. Listen, I'm just going to say this right now. Everything that is ever made in the cinema should be 90 minutes, and we would be good. We'd be fine.
I was going to say that. All movies are too long. That's why we talk about TV more. That's why I complain when Vinyl rolls out a 2-hour pilot episode, because that's not a TV show. That's a movie.
Correct.
Keep your legs down, man. I don't even know what to say. It's just, I didn't want to go spend $10 this weekend to watch a movie that was 3 hours long. When I saw Man of Steel, I hated, like, almost every second of it, except for the parts where I fell asleep.
Well, here's what I will say that a lot of people are pointing out, and this is, you know, it's silly kind of at this point to do a Marvel DC comparison in terms of what they're trying to do with their movies. The thing about this DC movie, this Batman versus Superman : Dawn of Justice or whatever the title is, it literally feels like a piece. Like, it feels like a chapter. Like, it doesn't really tell a complete story, and it very much, the whole movie feels like it's seeding for future plot lines in the DC universe. Where Marvel does it, but they do it in just a more fun and entertaining way, and each movie still kind of stands on its own, even though you have scenes that are, like, foreshadowing something that is to come. So I just think that Marvel handles that way better, and that was another major problem with this movie.
Yeah, I might have said this on a podcast before, so I'll keep it short in case I'm repeating myself, but it is for certain Marvel does that better than DC does, but that's also the problem I sort of have with those Marvel movies, is that I feel teased to go watch a 2-hour, 2.5-hour movie and have it just feel like that trailer for the next movie. Is that what this basically was?
I mean, yeah, basically. It felt like something they needed to get out of the way so they could get to the stuff that they really want to do.
Let me ask you this then. Are you interested in seeing these quote-unquote things that they want to do, are you going to, you know, be first in line for Wonder Woman or Aquaman or whatever?
Well, before that, let me just say, like, Suicide Squad comes out in August, and I may, maybe I'm in the minority on this, but I'm completely in on it. I think it's going to be great. It looks like a lot of fun. It doesn't look like this, and it's not directed by Zack Snyder, which is sort of encouraging. It's got an interesting cast, and it's something we haven't seen on screen. Like, it's just a different kind of comic book movie, I feel like. I'm interested in that, for sure. I don't know. Wonder Woman, there's, like, a major tease for the Wonder Woman movie in this thing. She was actually awesome. Like, she's barely in the movie, but she's, like, one of the best parts. So, yeah, I mean, I'd like to see more of her. But, I mean, I'm not as excited as I am for Civil War.
Right. What other superheroes are appeared in this DC movie? So,
I mean, this is kind of a spoiler, but I mean, if you know, like, the Justice League, it's basically, you have Cyborg, you have Aquaman, you have The Flash, you have Batman, you have Superman, and you have Wonder Woman. And they tease every single one of those characters in the movie, so.
Right. Well, so, let me say this for our listeners who haven't been perusing the internet a lot lately. I don't want to begrudge anyone who likes Batman vs. Superman or Man of Steel just because I haven't seen Batman vs. Superman. I did see Man of Steel and I hated it, but like, that's fine if people like it, obviously. Each their own, right? So, if you're sick of this dark stuff, go out there, go on the old YouTube, and Google up the Lego Batman trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything that has been done with Batman on the big screen, you know, for the last 20 years, 15 years, I guess, has been really dark and brooding, you know. they say it in the Lego movie, darkness, snow parents, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this movie just looks like it treats Batman the way a rich guy who dresses up in a bat suit and flies around at night fighting people deserves to be treated, which is with a little bit to a lot of humor.
Yeah.
not taking him completely seriously, because, I mean, if anybody's seen the Lego movie, they have a decent idea of what this is about, but, like, it just looks like a really brilliant and funny way to view this character. I mean, I joked about this on Twitter the other day about how every super dark Batman movie and TV show, Gotham included, which I don't know if we talked about on the podcast before, but I hate it also. I feel like I'm throwing the word hate out a lot, and I don't want to be too angry. But I tweeted about this the other day, like, I read something about Batman vs. Superman that said there's a scene that shows how Bruce Wayne's parents got killed, and just like, really? Like, do we not know by now how his parents are dead? Can you not find a more creative way to sort of explain that in a movie? I mean, it's sort of like, maybe it's just, I feel like it's our generation, because the other travesty our comic book generation has had to deal with is the fact that I am like, I was born in the 90s, and I've seen three different Spider-Mans already. Like, come on, just keep it together, man. The point is, go watch the Lego Batman trailer. You could watch it in a lot less time than I should.
The Lego Batman movie trailer is a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. I think if the Lego movie is any indication, it'll probably be really clever and really smart and have some really interesting animation stuff going on in it. I think the other thing we wanted to touch on was, just while we're kind of talking like a mini comic book-esque episode here, we wanted to hit a little bit of talking about Daredevil season 2, which dropped on the 18th, and we got a little behind talking about it, but I think we've both seen at least some of it. So, what were your thoughts?
We're behind talking about it, and I also have not finished the whole season, so we're still going to be behind talking about it in that sense, but I do want to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, is there something you want to say that relates to what we were talking about Batman versus Superman?
Let me say this. The Batman versus Superman is, you know, really dark. Everybody's treating DC in this really just dreary and, like, sullen way now. And Daredevil is just literally a dark show. I was trying to watch it yesterday, and I could not see what was happening. I had to just, like, basically cover my windows and close, like, turn off all the lights in the house just so I could figure out where Daredevil was on the screen. Which is, like, an issue I sort of remember having with the first season.
Mm.
But, like, it's just kind of a weird complaint that I have about that show, that it's really dark, especially because a lot of really cool action scenes happen in, like, pitch black, and it's just really hard to see. But,
yeah.
You know, I have been thinking about this a little bit in the sense of it being thematically dark as well. Like, how do you feel about Daredevil as a superhero? Because I'm starting to wonder if he's just like Batman without money. Because he's just kind of running around beating people up tonight and just kind of being like,
I think we've talked about the show a little bit. We did that special comic book episode that was really long when we talked with Malik, and we kind of talked about Jessica Jones mostly, but we touched on some of the things we really liked about the first season of Daredevil and kind of comparing, you know, these Marvel TV properties to one another. And I think the mythology of Daredevil is kind of fun. It's just different. The blind thing obviously is like a twist. Like, there's no other blind superheroes that I know of that are super mainstream at least. Also, like, the Kingpin was just like a really awesome character in the first season, and there's nobody really like that has that kind of, so I don't know, like, I get what you're saying, that it's like the same, it's like he doesn't have superpowers, like he's, you know, he's a vulnerable like human being and he's just not rich. We've talked about this before, that like a lot of this stuff is kind of same, like it kind of all feels the same, and I think that's maybe the problem with having so much of it, is the more there is made of it, it makes it harder and harder and harder for people to do inventive things with it. But I think where Daredevil gets people and one-ups the competition is just with the inventiveness and the way that the fight scenes are filmed.
Yeah, I mean, Daredevil is definitely a like good TV show. Like, it's not, you know, it, like, it's above the replacement level television show, so to speak. But like, I do find it interesting with these Marvel Netflix shows. One of the, I want to say, objective weaknesses of the Marvel movies is that they don't really have memorable bad guys in them, other than Loki, obviously. I know everybody would probably jump down my throat for not saying that. Most of the bad guys in the Marvel movies are just kind of forgettable. And the one thing that the TV show has done really well so far, or the TV shows, is that the villains have been really awesome. Like, you were just talking about Fisk / Kingpin or whatever.
Yeah.
The first season of Daredevil, and Kilgrave from season one of Jessica Jones, they're both just super memorable and interesting performances.
Really compelling characters, yeah, absolutely.
It's just a weird, like, little quirk to me that's pretty cool that the TV shows kind of have that going for them, because they've done a... As much as I complain about Daredevil and Jessica Jones probably being like 6 episodes too long per season, I do appreciate the way that they kind of tease out the villain appearances so that when they do show up, it's pretty effective.
Yeah, I agree. It's a solidly made show. I mean, so far, like, I haven't watched enough of it to really say whether or not I think it's, like, as good as what I, you know, or as enjoyable as season one. I do think it's interesting that this is, we've talked about this before ad nauseum, so maybe we should just kind of wrap things up with this idea, but I feel like you and I agree that we need more levity, and we need more humor, and we need more fun in these things. Obviously, Marvel does it better than anyone with, like, their, you know, not necessarily Daredevil, even though that's technically, like, part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but, like, the movies, especially something like Ant-Man, was just, like, pretty breezy, like, really entertaining, like, not even really that great necessarily, but you don't mind watching it, and it's fun, and it's kind of representing what makes comic books fun, and it's not so, like, just oppressively dark and bleak and, like, actually visually dark. Like, it's bright, and it's kind of, like, these fun, like, candy-colored confections, and I think that that's what we were getting at with, like, the Lego Batman trailer. Let some stuff be fun, man. I did not have fun when I watched Batman vs. Superman, and I think that's maybe the problem, is, like, it felt like a slog. It was 2.5 hours, and I was like, I enjoyed maybe, altogether, maybe there was, like, 30 minutes of it that I really liked out of a 2.5 hour movie, but mostly it was just, like, oppressive. Like, it's just too much. They're overstuffed, and they're visually dark, and they're, like, dealing with all these... I don't know. Is there anything else we want to say about Daredevil? You want to come back and revisit it when we've watched some more of the second season?
Yeah, I mean, we'll come back to it once we get through it, because it's definitely something I want to get through, because it's pretty well-made, and it's pretty interesting. I do want to wave my battle flag a little bit, even if we've sort of said this before. It's just, like, if you're a superhero, that's probably kind of fun. Like, you know? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure and all that, but, like, you're being a superhero. That's cool. Like, smile a little bit, you know?
Right, this is something
let's give people that going out into their week and stuff, just smile a little, you know?
You're not supposed to tell people to smile, don't you know? This is the new thing that the internet's writing about.
Oh, is that a thing?
Well, I don't...
Is that like a PC thing?
It started with Hillary, because, like, and people were saying that it's misogynistic to, like, tell a girl to smile and stuff, and then it's kind of blown up, and it's just, like, it's a thing that people are talking about right now. It's, like, it's not polite to tell people to smile. I don't know.
Hey, this is... Okay, this is people are taking things too seriously, you know? I mean, obviously that's a very specific situation that I'm not really commenting on when I say that. I'm just saying, I shouldn't get criticized for being like, yo, smile a little bit, have some fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, who knows, man?
Well, I think in a couple days we're going to record another episode, probably talking about the Americans. So that'll be coming later in the week. What else we got? What else? You want to shout out to something? Recommend something?
I got a new column coming out
Tuesday.
Probably by the time we post this, it'll probably be up. So it's about John Oliver, who I know we've talked about on the podcast before.
Cool.
We're working on the headline, so I'll save the topic, but I'm writing about last week tonight a little bit this week.
Okay. So Taylor's column will go up on GainesvilleScene.com. That's going to go up on Tuesday, talking about Last Week Tonight. Check that out. As always, you can find us on Twitter, at FoxworthyPod. You can find us on iTunes if you type Foxworthy Podcast. Foxworthy spelled FAUXWORTHY. Just find us, rate it, rate and review us, download us, stream us, whatever you want to do. We just wanted to touch on a couple things over the weekend. Taylor's been out of town, but we wanted to kind of connect and talk about some of these sort of related cultural kind of comic book stuff.
We just wanted to have some fun.
We wanted to convince the listeners that they should support fun and light-minded comic book culture rather than spend their money on Batman versus Superman. I think that's going to wrap it up for us here. We'll be back in a couple days. We'll be talking about The Americans, which is a show that I think Taylor and I both really like and respect. That airs on Wednesdays at 10. First three seasons are up on Amazon Prime, and the fourth season is streaming on the FX website. We've had two episodes so far of season four, so if you want to catch up. It's a good show.
You got 3 days to watch 42 episodes.
Yeah, get it together. I think that's going to do it for us. Thanks very much for listening.